Japanese infectious disease expert says he's pessimistic the Olympic Games can be held next year. This comes after Japan and the International Olympic Committee announced last month that the games scheduled for this summer in Tokyo have been postponed until 2021. The postponement means the world's best athletes have to deal with a delay, including figuring out how to keep their bodies in top shape for a chance at the next Olympics. Jade Slayman of WHYY's The Pulse reports.
For a while after her run, Nia Akins could do nothing but stare at the numbers, big and bright on a digital display board, 2.00.71.
Nia Akins with the huge victory.
I think I just kind of sat there in disbelief after running for maybe a solid couple minutes, just kind of like looking at the time and not thinking that I'd run that.
This was back in February at a collegiate track meet in Boston. Akins had just run 800 meters, about half a mile, in 2 minutes, 0.71 seconds.
When I thought about the Olympics before that day, I think I thought, you know, it was more of a pipe dream.
Akins is a middle distance runner at the University of Pennsylvania. She says it's a bit mind-bending to imagine you could be better at something than anyone else in the world. But that time on the board, it was hers. And it was the second fastest in NCAA history.
After that, I kind of thought, like, why not really go for it and really train as though I believe that, you know, I could be top three at the Olympic trials and I could be a potential contender at the Olympic Games. I think then was when I started to dream a little bit crazier.
That performance made her a favorite for the U.S. team at Tokyo 2020. But not long after that race, slowly at first, then all at once, the coronavirus changed everything. Eventually, officials announced the Olympic Games would be postponed until 2021. Akins is still running, but things are different. It's all scaled back.
Right now, we're just training and training for the sake of routine. You know, we don't really know what we're training towards right now.
Normally, elite athletes like Akins would be working toward what's called peaking, reaching their absolute top shape at just the right time.
It's very hard to stay peaked.
That's Megan Cartafalsa, an athletic trainer at Penn. She says in track, most of the biggest meets are scheduled within this 2-week period.
That's like pretty much the longest you could possibly be at your highest elite level before your body needs to reset.
Olympic feats may seem superhuman because they kind of are. Keep the human body at the peak too long, and Cartafalsa says you could start getting injuries that you won't come back from. Strains, tears, and stress fractures. The right way to train is to only chase the peak when it's useful, and to know that the next one is coming.
You know, it's peak, kind of level out, maybe diminish, build again, peak again. So it's a constant, like, climbing up a mountain, and then the mountain continues to go up and up and up.
Training has slowed down across the board for Cartafalsa's athletes. She does physical rehab via FaceTime for some.
The mental aspect right now is probably the most challenging for these people, is to reset and understand that, you know, training isn't going to be a thing for, you know, maybe another month or two.
Elite athletes' whole lives can revolve around training. But with the pandemic, everything shut down, it's just not possible in the same way.
Everyone's daily routine has been disrupted right now. And this is a perfect storm for athletes to worry and have anxiety, because athletes tend to be more creatures of habit than non-athletes.
That's Joel Fish, a sports psychologist who's worked with a bunch of pro teams. Philadelphia Phillies, 76ers, Flyers, as well as a few Olympic teams.
You don't get to be an elite athlete unless you've developed a real discipline in terms of training for something today that may be an event that's going to take place 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months down the road.
All that discipline and nowhere to put it. Fish says it can be really distressing. He's had to deal with it when athletes get hurt or benched. And he says in times like these, it's important for athletes to separate themselves from their sport. He tells me about a ball player he worked with who was benched with an injury.
He said to me, before this injury, if you would have asked me, who am I? I would have said John Smith, the basketball player.
A year later, a year off the court, this John Smith took some courses, did a lot of reading, worked on the off-court John Smith.
Now if you ask me, who am I? What's my identity? I'd say, I'm John Smith, who likes to play basketball. Do you hear the difference?
Nia Akins, the middle distance runner, already has another identity she can lean on.
As a runner, I think if you're only running, you tend to overthink running a lot more, and that it kind of like consumes your life. And I think, especially now with this huge pause, I am very fortunate that I have nursing school to kind of take away from that, if that makes sense.
That's right. If Akins wasn't already a hero for her feats on the field, you can add nurse in training during deadly pandemic. It's her senior year in the Penn nursing program.
You know, we really have been kind of pushed to the front line because we are really the ones that are providing that bedside care. I'm proud to be a nursing major right now, but it definitely is a scary time.
Akins says nursing is what she's always wanted to do, and the virus isn't going to change that. And it's not changing her plans about running either.
You know, when this is all over, as long as I'm keeping up with training and everything, that, you know, like, that didn't disappear. It's just delayed.
And since she ran that blowout race in Boston back in February, she knows she can do it again. For Here and Now, I'm Jad Slaman.